This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ready? 855-993-7569. I will be incredibly honest with you, because I always am. I actually took yesterday off because they had, and that was, I sort of did it at the last minute, or I probably would have told you that I was going to take the day off. So in case you tried to get hold of me yesterday, try today, because I'm here live. Although, what, being here dead? No, that, I don't think that's the alternative. I suppose being live or on tape. I told you I had a producer once who decided he was going to conspire with my daughter to kill me off and then just keep doing the evergreen shows and collect my salary, and the two of them would split it.
What?
Charming. Jacob, do not get any ideas. Well, you can hear him thinking, No. I think their plan was only apocryphal or imaginary or horrible. But anyway, so I took the day off because, as most of you know, I vote in the drama desk, and they had their reception for the nominees yesterday, which included Frank Langella and Jessica Lange and the guy from American Psycho and a couple of people that I'm going to interview. And so, and I thought, okay. In fact, I think it was Jacob who said, take the day off. It's either Jacob or Blake who said, come on, take the day off. So I did. And it was one of those nutty days where I had to be dressed up. I had to leave the house really early. And then I had to be all dressed up all day because I had this kind of fancy event. And in the past, I've interviewed people. I've interviewed Audrey McDonald and Kevin Bacon. And I don't think I interviewed Julia Roberts. I don't think she was there long enough for me to do, and she wasn't nominated. But she's coming up this week. Don't worry about it, because I'm going to review Money Monster, in which she stars. So, but anyway, and they used to have cocktail parties in the afternoon, and that was great. And now they're doing things in the morning, which I can't do, and at lunchtime, which I can't do. And I thought, well, I'm not sure I would do it again next year, to be quite honest. But I did it yesterday, and it's kind of fun to meet all these people and to chat with them. And I met a whole bunch of kids who were doing a show downtown, and the guy who's in a play I haven't seen, who said, oh, you have to come and see it, and a lot of the producers. And, of course, all of us on Drama Desk know each other because we're all going at the same time to the events and meeting the producers. And I actually met David Rockefeller, the architect, whom I had actually met before, but I didn't know that's who he was. I knew his name was David. I didn't know the Rockefeller part. What a really nice guy. He's the one who designed and was nominated for the design of the set for What I Love You. I just forgot the name of it, but which has been nominated. He also did the restaurant Dow, which is terrific. I mean, he's a great architect, and he's a friend of a friend of mine. And so I kept running into him, and we chatted, and he asked me some advice about his daughter, but I didn't know who he was, which is kind of fun to meet. So I went up to him yesterday and said, "You didn't tell me who you were." So that was an interesting kind of thing. And then I went to a screening. And then I went to a party, a very fancy party, at an art gallery. And then I went to see Money Monster. So it was a very full day. And it was unusual in that I was all dressed up half the time. I mean, one of the things about doing radio is you don't worry a whole lot about your wardrobe. Reminds me of my Richard Simmons joke. I interviewed him years ago when I first started. And I basically hit the late. I drink a lot of water when I'm on the air because this is kind of a dehydrating business. And so on the hour, which is the only break I get, then I'm usually in the ladies' room. And there have been situations where people were talking to the ladies' room door and I wasn't actually in there, but they just so much anticipated that's where I was going to be that they didn't even check. But so I was actually came back from the ladies' room, and Richard Simmons was in my studio, and he was putting rouge on blush up his nose. And I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "It makes your nostrils look smaller." I said, "Richard, this is radio." But I've never forgotten that. He's a very interesting guy. After my interview with him, we went to Faneuil Hall together. And I'm one of those people who, when people recognize me, I pretend it's not me. In fact, my daughter at one point decided she looks enough like me to say that she was me. And I said, well, why do you want to do that? And she said, well, because you say you're not you. So if I say you're you, there might as well be one. So, but Richard Simmons is the opposite. He sort of goes into a room and saying, do you know who I am? And he's really, apparently he's having some problems. Now there's some question about whether or not somebody is keeping him hostage or, I don't know. At any rate, so you don't worry a whole lot about what you're wearing on radio, but yesterday I had to be all dude'd up. So at any rate, I'm here, I'm live, I'm here to chat with you about whatever it is that's on your mind today. And I know because I was out yesterday, I didn't do theater review, and there are two really good plays to review, and I'll do that. And today's also the day that we do movies, so a lot of art and I suppose artistic adventures today. All right, there's an article about an artist turning trash into beautiful art. Haven't there been people doing that for years and years and years, using driftwood and all sorts of stuff? Let's see. I'm trying to think exactly what it is that we should talk about today. There's, as Jacob points out, he says, it's a boring day in history. This is the kind of day where, as I said, when the BBC in 1930 had a boring day, they just decided that there was no news, so they're going to play music for the whole time. And they did. Well, I'll tell you the boring stuff. Norgay, the Italian-built art ship, became the first vessel to fly over the North Pole. Are you still awake? In 1926. This is actually pretty important. In 1935, Bill Wilson and Dr. Bob Smith, see, I knew who those were, the founders of AA, meet for the first time in Akron, Ohio, at the home of Henrietta Sibberling. I'll bet you didn't know that.
Nope.
But you didn't know. Now, there you go.
I thought that one was cool.
I thought it's very cool. Well done. It's not terribly interesting, but it's kind of interesting. In 1941, Conrad Zuse presented Z3, the world's first working programmable, fully automatic computer in Berlin. Now think about this. 1941. Right? Now, I just want to give you a context for this. I actually was at the Peabody Museum once and saw the world's first American-built computer, which took up like four rooms and had probably maybe a hundredth of the ability of your cell phone. And this was in, when was they doing this? Like in 1970, 72, something like that. So the Germans, you know, were well ahead of the game. In 1965, speaking of former enemies, the Soviet spacecraft Luna 5 crashed on the moon. And this tells us how little news there was. On this day in 1986, NBC debuts the Peacock as seen as the NBC 60th anniversary celebration. So I don't know what they used before the Peacock. I think it was just NBC. But the Peacock, I vaguely remember the Peacock and Johnny Carson. So at any rate, 855-993-7569 is the way to get in touch with me about anything that's on your mind, whether it has to do with movies, theater, NBC, computers. I don't know how much I can tell you about computers. AA. I actually, there was a play once. I will just tell you quickly. I saw. And then April, I'll get to you in just a second. I actually went to a play once that was a dramatic interpretation of an AA meeting, which was fascinating because if you're not an alcoholic, you're not supposed to go to AA meetings. But it was absolutely fantastic. So much so that I was on the air. My air shift then was overnight, so I actually gave out the phone number. And so it was someone's home that you were calling in the middle of the night. They called and said, thanks for the plug, but could you give out the phone number during the day? I said, why don't you give me another phone number? I'm on the air at night. April, I'll tell you what, let me say hi to you, and then we can ask what your question is, put you on hold, and then I'll answer it when we come back. How's that?
Good.
All right, tell me what we're going to be talking about.
I have a 21-year-old brother-in-law that lives with us.
All right, hang on. I'll find out all the deets as soon as we return. I just wanted you to know I hadn't forgotten you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. 855-993-7569. We have much to do. So, April, we're talking about your 21-year-old brother-in-law who's living with you. How long has he been living with you?
About a year.
Okay. All right, what's the issue?
The issue is when he first came to live with us, we would have dinner together. We would see him quite frequently. I want to say over the past 4 months, we believe he's been avoiding us. Far as when we make dinner, he doesn't come upstairs until hours to grab the food. If we walk past his room, he turns his music down.
Turns his music down or up?
He turns it down. Like, he doesn't want us to know that he's home. Also,
oh, got it. All right, so can you, how long has this been going on?
I want to say about 4 months.
What happened 4 months ago?
I'm not sure if it's the underlining.
Well, if you had to take a guess, if you're taking a guess that something triggered this 4 months ago, what would you guess?
I would just have to say maybe a lot of anxiety.
From him or you?
From him, because he also goes weeks without showering. He goes a month without washing his clothes.
Oh, dear. Well, that can be a sign of serious mental deterioration.
Yes.
Depression.
And that's what we're wondering. Also, he has no motivation to get a job, to provide food.
Does he pay you guys any room and board?
No, we don't ask of anything. We just ask that he looks for a job.
Is he looking for a job? Honey, look, let's back up a little bit. If he is, do you think he's depressed? Do you think there's a possibility he's depressed?
Yes, we do.
Okay. If he's depressed, looking for a job is like asking somebody with a sprained ankle to practice for a marathon. It just can't happen. I mean, think about how hard it is to look for a job. And when you're depressed, you think no one loves you. It's hard to move. Depression is a terrible time. And looking for a job is a very, very difficult thing to do. It's probably second only, and I'm not even sure it's second to looking for a date, in that it's saying, am I valuable? And at a time where you're not feeling the least bit valuable, going out and publicly exposing yourself like that is just not feasible. So if he's truly depressed, and I understand that you want him to be functional, but we have to do getting him undepressed before he's going to be able to find a job, before he's going to be able to even look for a job. Not to mention, nobody's going to hire somebody who's depressed, who goes into a job interview, mumbles, doesn't smell very good, is late. When they ask, doesn't make eye contact. When they ask him what their skill level is, he says, I don't know. So we got to do it the other way around. I believe you that he's depressed. Do we know, did anything trigger it, or is there a family history of depression? Does he have a history of depression?
We are not sure, as he's adopted.
Got it. But he grew up in the same household as your husband, right?
For the most part, yes.
How old is your husband?
He'll be 44.
Okay, so they really didn't grow up in the same household. Because how old was your brother-in-law when he was adopted?
He was a newborn.
Okay, so presumably your husband was already, what, 24 before he was adopted?
Yes.
So he was out of the home. Okay. Is the adoption something that's troubling him?
We don't get that feeling from him.
Okay. Has he ever been in therapy?
No. No, we've suggested it, but, you know, he just kind of turns away from it. My concern, too, is, you know, he does smoke weed, and the little money that he gets, he, instead of paying his phone bill, he'll go and buy, you know,
well, the good news about that is it's self-limiting. If he chooses to pay his dealer rather than his phone bill, he won't have a phone anymore.
Right, and that's one of my questions. It's been time after time his phone gets shut off. And we believe it's in our best benefit that we continue to pay his phone bill, just so, you know, job opportunities can call him and whatnot. Continue to pay his bill?
Right. It's an interesting question, but I think we have to go to more basic issues, which is, you know, what do we do about him? And I think you're going to have to sit down with him and say, we love you. You seem to be miserable. We've decided that you seem to us depressed, And if you're depressed, the likelihood of being able to get a job or even look for a job is not very high. So tell us what we can do to help you at this moment. And I guarantee he's going to say, I don't know, or, you know, I don't know. But no matter what you decide, unless he is comfortable with it and goes along with it, it's not going to do any good. It would sound to me that we very likely need him. I mean, he really does need to see a therapist, and we can try all sorts of things, but they're going to seem really punitive and mean and callous. I mean, you could say to him, you can't be in the house during the day. You can't stay up all night and sleep all day. So you have to leave the house in the morning, and then we're going to lock the house. I mean, you really don't want him breaking windows to get in. But I mean, so you see that anything you do that he's not compliant with isn't going to be workable, and it's going to seem really mean. So it's really important that if you sat him down today and the two of you said, look, we love you, you're 21 years old, it seems like you're really unhappy right now, then we want you to get a job, but it occurs to us that if you're as unhappy as you are right now, looking for a job is just not very practical. What can we do to help you? And even if he says, well, I don't know, say, well, come up with some stuff, because we don't want to act like your parents. We don't want to act like judge and jury. But it seems to me that you need some help, and we're willing to listen to what makes sense to you and to see if we can't help you because we love you, because we really don't want to toss you out. We really don't want to make all these kind of rules. You're not a child, but you're clearly unhappy. What can we do to help you? Where does he get the money to buy weed?
We're not sure. He tells us his friends give it to him.
Has he ever had a job?
Yes, he actually just got fired a month ago. And we're
what
not
kind
sure
of job
why.
Did he have, and what was he doing?
He was a baker for Tim Hortons.
Okay. Why did he get fired?
He told us that there wasn't enough hours.
But why would he get really fired if there's not enough hours? He might quit because there were not enough hours, but why would he get fired because... Oh, he's saying that they cut back?
Yes. And I guess he's not working at all because he's home every day, all day long.
Okay, I think you're going to have the conversation with him and then have it with me. Or he can call me. Because, you see, I mean, look, you could say you can't be home during the day. We're going to lock you out of the house. You could say you have to start paying rent. You could say you can't live here with us anymore. We'll give you first and last month's rent someplace else. But it's just going to fall apart. Let me put you on hold for another second. Because, you know, it seems to me that you have to get him involved in this. Let me put you on hold. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. We were talking with April, who has a 21-year-old brother-in-law who's really sounds very depressed. And as I mentioned, April, it's really important to get him on board. And what you might say to him is not only what can we do to help, but what kind of bribe would help in terms of, and I'd focus really on finding a therapist rather than a job at this moment. I just think asking him to look for a job is unrealistic. I mean, just think about how you feel when you're depressed, and you're going to convey that. And that's not going to make you a very viable employee. I mean, I was talking with somebody else in a completely different context. I'm a great fan of work. I think for teenagers, for kids over summer vacation, for any of us, that the idea that someone will actually pay us for doing something makes us feel valuable by definition. So a job is really important, but looking for a job when you can't, when you're not functional, just doesn't make any sense. So getting him involved is saying, what can we do to help you? And I think you could go through the alternatives, go through saying, look, we thought about bribing you to get a job, or asking you to pay rent, or putting you someplace else and paying your first and last month's rent so you have to find a job, or locking out of the house. We really don't want to do that. We really feel like you're suffering right now, and we want to help you. So tell us what we can do. So I would go through your thought processes and sort of explain to him why, where you've gotten and how important this is to you and how much you value him. Alrighty, I'll tell you what, Jake. Let's do movies here, shall we? Just because.
Okay.
All right. We'll cheer people up a little bit.
Sounds good.
Alrighty. Do you want to do the sounder, or you want me just to do movies?
I don't have it ready, so I want it.
Let's just do movies.
It.
All right. I've got a bunch of movies coming out for you this weekend, and they go from the serious to the not so serious. What I will tell you is that that next week, I think X-Men opens. So, and X-Men's very likely going to wipe everything out. And my guess is that Captain America will be number one again. It was huge last weekend. It was the fifth largest opening ever. And now Disney is the first company to have made $1 billion as quickly as they have. I mean, it's just Disney's having a great year, but they've had some great films. Zootopia was terrific, and Captain America is very good. And you're going to like X-Men as well, but it doesn't come out for another week. So it turns out that Captain America probably has another week to reign. But there are some decent movies around if you've already seen this, or if Captain America you think is not your cup of movie hero. Although you'll very likely enjoy it more than you think you will. Because I am not a huge fan of comic book things, but I thought this one was really smart and funny and moved fast. All right. A big movie opening this week, they hope, is directed by Jodie Foster. I can't believe I said that. My sister's name is Judy. By Jodie Foster. Money Monster. That Lee Gates is played by George Clooney. He plays a financial host. His producer is Patty, who I don't know why they called her Patty, is Julia Roberts. But this movie really belongs to Jack O'Connell, who plays a 30-something kid who is an irate investor and comes in complete with a gun and a dead man's detonator and a vest that's loaded with Simtex, all right? This is another movie that suggests that Wall Street are really the bad guys and how these clowns are really ruining people's lives. George Clooney is wonderful in this. He is, they say, a smarmy cable TV stock guru who is taken hostage because the guy that takes him hostage lost all his money following George's investment tips. And George gets to show off, first of all, his acting chops, which we haven't seen in a long time, but more importantly, his dance moves. He's got some seriously good dance moves. It employs a real-time structure. I haven't seen the trailer, but apparently the trailer gives away all sorts of stuff. See, I go into these knowing nothing because I don't see any of the trailers. Giancarlo Esposito is also in it. And Dominic West plays a smarmy dude. It's really it's a much better movie than I expected it to be, because everybody went in going another vanity star, but it actually is it's both thought provoking and fun all at the same time, which is not an easy thing to do. Love and Friendship stars Kate Beckinsale, Chloe Sevigny. And it's a take on one of Jane Austen's less popular novels. Lady Susan Vernon takes up temporary residence with her in-laws. She is determined to be a matchmaker for her daughter and herself, too. I thought this was kind of fun, that the Jazzies, which are the Jane Austen Society, love this. This is a fun Jane Austen adaptation, even though the book is not very popular, and you're going to see why. All right? But everybody seems to be having a very good time in this. So if you love these kinds, if you're a jazzy, or you're looking for kind of an old-fashioned Sunday afternoon read, this is your movie. The Lobster I saw a very long time ago, and it's very smart. It stars Colin Farrell and Rachel Weisz. In a dystopian near future, single people, according to the laws of the city, are taken to the hotel where they are obliged to find a romantic partner in 45 days or transformed into a beast and sent off to the woods. They get to choose which beast they're going to be, and Colin decides he wants to be a lobster. It's a very droll, sort of cynical kind of movie, but Colin Farrell is terrific in this. I think he's always a good actor, and he sometimes has parts that are beneath him, because I think he really is talented. Another kind of dystopian universe. It seems like the movies are really kind of sad these days. They're either about Wall Street cheating all of us, or post-apocalyptic, everybody's cheating us. And in fact, the X-Men is called The Apocalypse. This stars Tom Hiddleston, and you get to see all of Tom, including full frontal nudity. Jeremy Irons and Sienna Miller. This basically is a guy who's going into a very high rent apartment building that stratifies people by their income. And everything works really well, and the top floor of the penthouse has got horses and like a farm almost. Until the electricity goes out. And it's based on a novel called Crash. And it basically, everything falls apart. So, but Tom Hiddleston is really a revelation in this. Jeremy Irons is having a great career these days. He's he gets to prance around in a couple of movies, and he's having a really great time. I would say Sunset Song is a movie that I really liked, and I'm afraid that no one's going to see it unless I tell you about it. But what I'm going to tell you is that Scottish men do not come off very well in this. The Agnes Dane, whom I never heard of, this is done by Terrence Davies, and is a young woman who's got a thug for a father who keeps impregnating his wife and beating his son, and she is the only one that he seems to like, and she gets to go to school. So the first, it's really two separate, well, it's actually almost three separate movies. The first is her growing up with his thuggish father. The second is that she finds this wonderful man, and then he goes off to war with her protests. And I guess the third part is what happens when he comes home. So, but the two main characters in it are her father, who's just awful, and her swain, who seems charming and then isn't so charming. So it's really, I thought it was really smart and well acted and just really a kind of a sad movie that I think the Scottish men were going to unite against and say this isn't really who we are. But it's, as I said, Scottish men do not come off very well in this one, but it's still a pretty interesting movie. So the two kind of Sunday afternoon movies to, you know, curl up with a book kind of thing are Sunset Song and Love and Friendship. The two dystopian ones are The Lobster with Colin Farrell and High Rise with Tom Hiddleston. And they're both great leading men. You get to see much more of Tom than you do of Colin, but still. And the movie that will probably make the most money is Money Monster. And as I said, George Clooney gets to show off his dance moves. Julia Roberts doesn't have a whole lot to do except to be calm, I guess. But it's really Jack O'Connell's movie. And he's terrific in it. That a less talented actor, I think, would have made this a much less watchable movie. So all the reviews are at drjoy.com. And my guess is that Captain America will probably vanquish everybody else, but it's still kind of fun. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook. the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, the Saudis are in the news today for two reasons, both of which are scary. One is the therapist for the royal family put out a video of talking about how to discipline your wife. He gives instructions about how to beat your wife. You remind her of your rights and of her duties according to Allah. Teach her about her disobedience. You forsake her in bed, which is the second stage. Then comes the husbands make mistakes, which may exacerbate the problem even further. This guy is sitting there in the woods. For example, the husband may leave his house and go to another bed. the idea is not to air your dirty laundry in public, but to punish her, forsake them in bed. I mean, this is really stomach churning. You stay in bed with her, but you turn her back, your back to her. I mean, this is part of, unless it's a joke, which I assume it's not. I mean, there's every once in a while you'll find out something that is as odious as this is just somebody's idea of a joke, and we've all been spammed. But I don't know. But then they're talking about how that after you've turned your back on her in bed, then the idea is not to vent your anger, but just to discipline her. So the idea that you meet conditions for beating your wife. It should not be performed with a rod. I mean, there, it goes through a very specific set of rules about how to beat your wife. All right, so hopefully we'll find out that is just spammed. Not convinced that it's not real, and then it turns out that, as you know, because we talked about it, I guess last week, that there has been a lot of pressure on Obama to declassify the reports on September 11th, which I didn't even know that there was a classified part of September 11th. I mean, I suppose I knew that there was a little bit of information just because I was down there. For example, but apparently there are 28 pages that deal with the Saudis' tie to the 2001 terror attacks. And it turns out a Republican member of the commission has broken with the commission's leaders. And he says that there was clear evidence that Saudi government employees were part of a supportive network for the 9/11 hijackers. And he personally is saying the Obama administration should move quickly to declassify a long secret congressional report on specifically Saudi ties to the 2001 terrorist attack. Now, this has been rumored for a very long time. The comments are by John Lehman, who's an investment banker in New York, who was Navy Secretary in the Reagan administration. And there are 10 people on the commission, and they've all kept their mouths shut since 2004. Which is 12 years. And basically, the report was an exoneration of Saudi Arabia, which was home of 15 of the 19 hijackers. He's saying there was an awful lot of participation by the Saudi individuals in supporting the hijackers, and some of those people worked in the Saudi government. To this day, there has only been one person implicated in the government, and he's never served, he was deported, but he's never served any prison sentence. He's now saying that they made a mistake by not stating explicitly in its final report there should not have been exoneration of Saudi Arabia. Well, we know why there was. But he's also critical of a statement released last month that urged the Obama administration to be cautious about releasing the full congressional report. They contain raw, unvetted material that might smear innocent people. What does that mean? The commission chairman, who was Republican Governor Tom Keene of New Jersey, and vice chairman, former Democratic Congressman Lee Hamilton of Indiana, praised Saudi as an ally of the United States in combating terrorism. The commission's investigation, which came after the congressional report was written, had identified only one Saudi government official, which I mentioned, a former diplomat, as being implicated. Only the one, Fahid al-Thumari, who was deported from the U.S., never charged. Was suspected of involvement in a support network for two of the hijackers who had lived in San Diego. This just gets awful. So I get one of my... first of all, I think Obama has really very little choice but to release the 28 pages, which is going to create a fuss. So I guess my first question, which I would put on Facebook, of saying, well, I suppose... I'm trying to figure out exactly how we could phrase this, because I don't want to ask a question that could be answered yes or no. Let's just ask the question of what do you think is contained in the report, all right? We'll allow all of you, I suppose, to indulge either your paranoia or your rosy view of the universe. The 28 pages which are of concern were prepared by a special House Senate committee investigating pre-9/11 intelligence failures, reviewed much of the same material, and they're saying it should be made public with redactions to remove the names of a few Saudi suspects who were later cleared of any involvement in the terrorist attacks, which I think is reasonable. Or just add a statement that they were cleared and how they were cleared, or take them out. Lehman has support among the other commissioners, although none have spoken out so bluntly in criticizing the Saudis. Tom Romer of Indiana says he wants a congressional report released and some of the wild speculation about what is in the 28 pages. It's kind of like, I mean, wildly speculate, folks. When it comes to the Saudis, we still haven't gotten to the bottom of what happened. They may not have been indicted, but they were certainly implicated. There was an awful lot of circumstantial evidence. Another panel member, speaking on the condition of anonymity, for fear of offending the other nine, said they should be released even though they could damage the commission's legacy, fairly or unfairly, by suggesting lines of investigation involving the Saudi government that were pursued by Congress but never adequately explored by the commission. I think we're tough on the Saudis, but obviously not tough enough. I know some members of the staff felt we went much too easy. I didn't know how much until the report came out. Alrighty, so here's what I think we'll put up on Facebook. I don't know if you guys are interested in this. It does seem to me a scary kind of thing that one of the quintessential moments in American history has 28 pages that have been kept a secret from the American public. Last month, Barack Obama returned from a tense state visit to Saudi Arabia, disclosed the administration was nearing a decision on whether or not to declassify. I would guess that's why the visit was a bit tense. They've been under lock and key in a secure room beneath the Capitol since they were written in 2002. CIA Director John Brennan announced that he opposed the release of the congressional report, saying it contained inaccurate material that might lead to unfair allegations that Saudi Arabia was tied to 9/11. I don't know. So I guess the question on Facebook is, what do you think is in there? And should they, if I just say, should they be released, I suspect everybody is going to say yes. And that's not very interesting. So tell me why you think, tell me if you want to say why they should be released, why or why not, but what you think is in them, which obviously is going to impact whether you think they should be released or not. All right. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.